Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1648. Don't let comparisons derail your FIRE journey, by Firecracker of millennial-revolution.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from some of the best blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. For now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Don't let comparisons derail your FIRE journey, by Firecracker of millennial-revolution.com. Quote, "Comparison is the thief of joy." Roosevelt. Clearly, Roosevelt did not grow up with Asian parents. If he had, he would know comparison is joy. A day without comparison in my Asian household is a day without sunshine. In our household, not being compared to a cousin, a friend, a classmate was like not eating, thinking, or breathing. "Look at your cousin Iwe," my mom would say. "She's the perfect daughter. She never talks back to her mom. You should be more like your Aunt Chi. She has a really high nose bridge, not flat like yours. Our friend's son has $3 million worth of houses, and you only have $1 million and no house. So sad." You will never see my mom happier than when she's berating me on how I failed in all aspects of my life compared to my peers. "My head is too big. My arms are too fat. My legs are elephant trunks. My life is sadly devoid of houses. I grew up comparing myself to everyone else. My brain is just one giant measuring stick." I'll be honest, this mental measuring stick did not serve me well at FinCon, because everywhere I went, it seemed like I was constantly being bombarded with my shortcomings. Why didn't I have the insane Alexa ranking of J Money? Why wasn't I making $100,000 a month in affiliate income like Pat Flynn? How come I wasn't optimizing my SEO like Millennial Money? But as I started to spiral into a vortex of self-loathing, I saw one of my heroes, one of those big bloggers whose stats I would drool over, doing the exact same thing as me. They'd be sitting at a bar lamenting over how they didn't measure up to an even bigger blog. And that's when the truth dawned on me. The people I was comparing myself to were also comparing themselves to someone else. The 100K a month affiliates want to make $1 million. The $1 million affiliates want to make $1 billion, and so on and so forth. If you focus on comparing yourself to other people, you will never match up, no matter how well you do, because there will always be someone farther along on the journey than you. They could have started way before you did and gotten here only because they've had years of a head start. But of course, your ridiculous measuring stick brain conveniently chooses to ignore that. Stupid brain, why do you hate me so much? Don't compare your beginning with someone else's middle or end. Instead of comparing yourself to other people, look back at your own journey and see how far you've come. And remember, even though there are hordes of people in front of you, there are also hordes behind you. they would switch places with you in an instant. And this is especially true for your fire journey. Many readers have emailed us saying they feel defeated when they compare themselves to other people who are farther along in their journey. But here's the thing. Becoming financially independent isn't a race. It's not about the end goal. It's not about the FI number. Your fire journey is about growth and progress. It's about celebrating all the wins along the way. So don't chase the FI number. Chase the thrill of watching your FU pile grow. Because we all know that you don't need $1 million to feel the power of FU money. Just like how J.L. Collins negotiated a 6-week European trip when he had just $5,000 saved. So celebrate the milestones. For every $1,000 you save, look back and see how you are now $1,000 richer than you were a week ago, a month ago, or a year ago. Do that over and over. Cherish these wins. Don't get discouraged. If you see other people farther along on the journey and want to throw up your hands and quit, just remember, if you don't do it, the time will pass anyway. Take my ex-colleague, Luke, for example. Luke makes a pretty good salary, around $75,000 a year. He also works on a contract, so he has the option to take 3 to 6 months off every 6 months and go on these mini retirements. But since we are at the end of our FIRE journey, he feels like he can never catch up. So even though he could be saving 50% of his salary and getting richer by $28,000 per year, enough for a 6-month sabbatical every 6 months, he decides to blow it all on a car, name brand clothing, and eating out every day, while at the same time working insane hours and complaining how he can never afford to take any time off. Don't be like Luke. Don't miss out on your wins just because you're comparing your middle with someone else's end and seeing it fall short. You could be inadvertently missing out on all your gains. So the next time you get caught up with turning your brain into a measuring stick, do this. Don't compare your beginning with someone else's middle or end. It makes no sense to look at someone at the end of their FIRE journey and feel bad that you're not there already. Would you tell a child to give up on life just because they're not at your level of intelligence and maturity? No? Then why would your FIRE journey be any different? Other people are where they are because they had a head start. Don't compare your beginning to their end. Look back at how far you've come. Celebrate your wins. Instead of constantly looking forward and chasing the FI number, look back and marvel at how far you've come. You're richer than you were a week, a month, or a year ago, and that is worth celebrating. Realize there is always someone else farther behind than you. They would trade places with you in an instant. If you don't do it, the time will pass anyway. If you give up, time won't slow down. The time will pass anyway, regardless of whether you pursue FI or not. So in 10 years, would you rather look back and see how much richer you are, or be exactly where you are now and be the schmuck that your nearly retired coworker dumps all their work onto? Becoming FI isn't about the end goal. It's about the thrill of watching your FU pile grow. As J.L. Collins taught us, you don't need $1 million to feel rich. FU money is power. Just $5,000 was enough to help J.L. Collins achieve his European travel dreams. You just listened to the post titled, Don't Let Comparisons Derail Your FIRE Journey by Firecracker of millennial-revolution.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This article reminded me that part of maintaining a positive mindset about our finances is to not compare ourselves to others. We're all guilty of it. So I, for one, am grateful for the reminder. I recall a time last year where my monthly savings rate was 45%. Rather than my 60% goal. And I thought about the other people in the FI community who are saving even more than that. I felt bad for a moment for not hitting my goal until I realized how ridiculous that is. 45% is a fantastic savings rate. It's way more than I ever thought was possible when I was 30 grand in debt 6 years ago. While others can provide great inspiration and give us ideas of what's possible with our money, personal finance is a very personal journey, and it's a lifelong journey that we can make way more enjoyable by celebrating every win, big or small. I think we also compare ourselves to others in the way we spend, and some of our urge to buy things is because we assume this spending will make us feel a certain way. So when you see people spending on things you think you want, you're seeing what it looks like on the outside and assuming it's making them happy. You can never know another person's inner life, and many people surrounded by luxury are deeply unhappy. I think the reason is because you can't buy lasting happiness. You can merely buy fleeting moments of pleasure. Many of us witness another person's fleeting moments of pleasure and interpret it as peace of mind. Well, you can't buy real lasting happiness. You can cultivate it through the way you spend your time and energy and the people you surround yourself with. And this is where money plays an important role. It can give you more autonomy over your time and energy. That's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week. And I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.